an actress.
I see. And what about the, you know, the country you live in? When you say that, you know, you belong to this country, you say,
I'm American.
Uh-huh. And if you're talking about some, you know,
I'm a European, if they're European or anything.
I see.
And so Japan, they're Japan. That's the Japanese.
I see.
Or that's the Chinese. That's the Russian. I'd call them by the country
name. I see. Uh-huh.
And their statue all the way through don't make no difference what country they are.
And when you're talking about colored people, what do you call them?
Well, some of them call them darkies, and some of them call them colored folks, and some of them call them niggers, and some call them one thing and another. They don't.
Uh-huh. What's the most polite term?
A black person.
Uh-huh. Or do you ever call them negroes? Or?
Oh, well, yes, I used to call them niggers all the time. I got in trouble at school in Cincinnati calling them a nigger.
I guess so. is there anything that's not nice that you call them? Or?
Well, it ain't nice to call them a nigger. Or I was taught that in school at Cincinnati. It wasn't nice to call them niggers, call them colored folks.
Uh-huh.
But they was told me that people, a person was a person. Now that's cool. I'm going to tell you how that's explained to me there. Mm-hmm. That a person was a person, whether it's black, white, yellow, or brown, or what they was. Mm-hmm. It's people. And everybody had a soul. And if we run down one person, a colored person, and we was committing a sin. Now that's what they told me there at school when I got in trouble. They would call them niggers, uh-huh. Them colored people niggers.
Did you ever call them negroes?
Yeah, I call them negroes. Niggers.
Uh-huh. Negroes. And what would you say when you used to, you know, when the blacks, if they still had masters, what do they call them?
Slaves.
Yeah, what did the slaves call the man that ran owned them? Just master?
What was that? What was it, Mr. Pittner? Well, they used to call Mr. Pittner. He was a master. Slave owner.
I see. And what about people, you know, who white people who aren't very nice, you know, who don't take care of themselves or their families or anything?
Well, I don't know what you'd call them.
Would you, you know, would you ever say they're, you know, they're crackers or anything? Or?
Well, I wouldn't say they're crackers. I'd just say they're people.
I see.
They've been raised that way. They don't know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how about people who are from the mountains or something?
Well, they're mountaineers.
Have you ever called them mountain boomers or hillbillies or?
Well, some people call them hillbillies, but I never call them hillbillies.
Mountaineers. Not even part of wrestling in Chattanooga, they call them hillbillies.
Oh, I see. You watch wrestling?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, that's nice.
You watch it?
My brothers do.
Do?
Yeah, they sure do. They enjoy it.
Well, I think wrestling's got to be just real murder.
I know.
It's
so,
a real fight.
I don't really like to watch it because it looks like they're hurting each other.
It's just a fight. It ain't wrestling. Mm-hmm. They should take that as fun and do what they ought, like wrestle, not fight deadly. I don't think that's wrestling.
That'd be a thing I'll get out of TV.
I guess it is. Bet you really enjoy it.
Well, Saturday here at Chattanooga, we don't get it later.
I guess no.
Television won't show it later. We get Chattanooga and they have wrestling up there.
Yeah,
Saturday.
I've seen it on Channel 9. What'd you say? If you're talking about it's really late, you'd say, and it's almost 12 o'clock, what would you say? Would you say it's well nigh, or is it well nigh midnight, or?
Midnight.
Would you ever say nigh, or nearly, or pretty near?
I'd say nearly midnight.
Yeah. I see.